relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
This is America First. And I'd like to introduce our very special guest host, Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. Hello, America. And hello, patriots. I am Kurt Schlichter. I am a senior columnist at townhall.com. I'm a noted Los Angeles trial lawyer. I'm a retired United States Army colonel. I am the author of the Kelly Turnbull series of conservative novels, which you should go buy because they're conservative. And there's lots of gunplay and stuff, and it's really, really a lot of fun. And I am thrilled to be back here for a second day. We've got so much for you. Coming up next segment, Julie Kelly, who's been doing great work on the fascist regime's abuse of the trespassers at the Capitol. It's outrageous what's happening to them. It is an abuse of law. It is grinding the rule of law into the dirt with the jackboots of the federal government. Am I allowed to say that? I'm saying it anyway. I'm going to say whatever I want within the bounds of the FCC. Yes, I was in the infantry for a while, so I do in my personal life tend to push the bounds of what would be acceptable on the FCC. Well, so I'm going to, there are about seven words I can't say. Everything else, folks, open season. I want to hear from you because I'm looking around and I'm seeing a disaster. Okay, I need your input. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-33-46-752. I want you to call in and talk to me about whether you want President Donald J. Trump to run again in 2024. Look at what we're seeing here, folks. It is a disaster. Jimmy Carter's the only one happy because now, thanks to that desiccated old weirdo in the White House, he's not the worst president of the last century. 833-33-GORKA. I want to hear your thoughts because I'm looking at China running rampant. I'm looking at Trump being right about the virus coming from the Wuhan lab. I'm looking at gas prices, and I live in Los Angeles, folks. Gas prices are like just, you know, to the moon, right? They're like Dogecoin. To the moon! It's insane. You know, I filled up my fine touring sedan the other day. I thought I was going to have to get a mortgage. It's nuts. The Middle East, remember how we like solved the whole Middle East thing during the Trump year? Now, if you're of my age, and I'm 56 years young, folks. No, I grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, the 2010s, and it was always the Middle East is aflame, the Middle East is aflame, the Middle East is aflame, the Middle East is aflame. And then Donald Trump comes along, ignores all the suits down at Foggy Bottom, and gets it done. He gets peace. Israel is now at peace with Saudi Arabia, with some of the Gulf states. I mean, that's revolutionary. And that seems to be going to hell. We got inflation going on. Maybe you don't remember inflation because you were, you know, a fetus 40 years ago. I remember inflation. You know, I was just a kid making minimum wage. And every month, my minimum wage went a little less far. It's a tax. It's a tax that hurts working Americans and working families. And then, of course, we've got critical race theory being injected into every aspect of our society, from our entertainment to our academics, to our government, to our military. We've got a woke military that's now advertising with Disney princess cartoons. Do you miss Donald Trump? 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. I miss Donald Trump. But do I want him to run again in 2024? I am not sure I do. I'm always going to tell you straight. Dr. Gorka may not agree with me, but he'd want me to give you my best thoughts. And I am not sure that the president should run again. Now, if he did win a run, I am confident that he would win the primary. I don't think there's any question. But should he? Is he even intending to? Well, let's go to a cut from Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, guys who know him real well, see what they have to say. Off Hannity.
Both of you are close to the former president. Is Donald Trump running for president? Jim Jordan, we give it to you first.
Yeah, I think he is. Every time I speak to him, he says that he wants to run. He plans to run, I think, but he hasn't fully committed to that yet. But I certainly hope he does, because no president has done more of what he said he would do than President Trump. Best president I think we've ever had, keeping his word, doing what he said, doing what he was elected to do. That's the kind of individual we need in the White House. And that's the kind of individual that our adversaries respected, because they knew he was putting America's interests first and standing strong for the principles that matter.
Last word, Mark Meadows.
Yeah, listen, Sean, when he came down that escalator, the left has been going after him, attack after attack after attack, from Russia hoax to impeachment. Now we're even still seeing it in New York City. Here's what I will say is the American people want him to run. I believe he'll run. And at the end of the day, it's a time for choosing, and the American people will choose Donald Trump.
Well, now you heard it from two guys who know the president very, very well. I am an outside observer. And I'm also unbelievably unsentimental. Politicians to me, even ones I like, and I like Donald Trump a lot. He won me over. I was not a supporter of him in the primaries. I supported Ted Cruz. He won me over by exactly what Jim Jordan said, which is making promises and keeping them. And I think he was a great president. But again, I am unsentimental, folks. Is he the best candidate to defeat the Democrats in the existential election that is 2024? What do you think? Convince me. Because I think he comes in bringing back a lot of the old fights. And that will have an effect. Now, maybe you think it can be overcome, but it will have an effect. What do you think? 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. I want to know. Are you looking forward to Donald Trump running in 2024? Because I'm not sure. Keep those calls coming. But take a moment to help some other people. For children of prisoners, having a mom or dad in prison just adds the isolation most of them have experienced during the pandemic. With summer on us, you and I can do something special to get these at-risk kids out of bad neighborhoods, away from gang influences. Today, we're continuing Seb Gorka's annual campaign to send children of prisoners to the fresh air and fun at Christ-centered Angel Tree camps. Kids like this one named Cassidy.
When I was younger, my dad was never in my life. It was kind of hard, him not being there, because it was just me and my mom. If you're thinking about donating to Angel Tree, it's a really good thing to do, to contribute to us kids, because it'll make us feel special and make us feel like we're important in life, and it'll make us feel loved, you know? And everyone wants to feel loved. Thank you, Angel Tree.
Let's turn the lives around of these boys and girls like Cassidy by sending them to Angel Tree Camp this summer. Your gift of just $200 sends a deserving boy or girl to camp for an entire week. So far, we've sent almost 800 children and prisoners to camp. Just go to sebgorka.com, click the Angel Tree banner, or you can phone your donation to 888-206-2794. I want to hear from you. I want to hear whether you think that President Trump should run again. Again, either that desiccated old weirdo or Kamala Harris. Ugh, in 2024. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. I'm Kurt Schlichter, guest hosting for The Doctor here on America First. Up next is Julie Kelly, then your calls.
Relief Factor. Have you tried every other form of pain relief only to fail and not find your answer? Well, try this incredible product that is providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That could be you. It should be you. Find out today the only way you can by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call them at 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back, patriots, to America First with Dr. Seb Gorka, except today you've got me, Kurt Schlichter, senior columnist at Town Hall, and a whole bunch of other things. And I got to tell you, I'm very excited because we talk bad about reporters. But there are some people who actually go out there and get news no one else will touch. One of those is America Greatness's own Julie Kelly, who has been the best voice out there talking about the horrible abuses for people caught up in the trespassing prosecutions over the fracas on January 6th. Julie, thanks for showing up on America's First.
Thank you for having me on, my friend. I appreciate it.
Well, Julie, just today, before we get into what's happening to these alleged perpetrators and the abuses being heaped on them, because it's an absolute disgrace. Today, in an effort to shame Republicans into voting for this sham Capitol Hill mini-riot, minsurrection, they have brought out Officer Sicknick's mother, who's demanding to speak to the Republicans and who's being labeled by the media as the mother of the fallen officer, as if he fell as a result of this Capitol Hill thing, which he did not. It's all a lie. It's all a scam. What do you think?
I mean, I'm shocked. You just told me that. I hadn't heard it yet. Here's the thing, Kurt. If January 6th was as awful a stain on our democracy, worse since the Civil War, 9/11, blah, 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 why do they have to keep making up lies about what happened? The most contemptible lie, of course, was that Brian Sicknick was killed in the line of duty, which was a lie started by his employer, the U.S. Capitol Police. It was then embellished in an article January 8th in the New York Times that he was killed, bludgeoned to death with fire extinguisher. That story ended up being retracted. But it didn't stop the Democrats to this day, the left, the media, and Republicans from lying about what happened to Brian Sicknick, and now tragically, his mother is playing along, and what a shame for the memory and legacy of Brian Sicknick, who also is a veteran, and all of these people, including his family members, who are using what happened to him for political purposes.
I think it's really disgraceful, and I'm not going to put up with it. Now, we'll be accused of not being caring and not being concerned, but it's all a lie, and until we stop caring about what the leftists say when they lie about us, we're never going to be able to stand up. I wish some Republicans would stand up. I wish some Republicans would stand up for the people caught up in the prosecutions following this. Julie, what kind of you have been out there at the forefront of exposing what's going on. Can you run it down for our listeners?
Well, basically, they are using the events of January 6th to criminalize political dissent on the right. They saw this as a way to finally shut down Trump and Trumpism after 4 or 5 years of total failure, despite throwing everything at him and everyone around him. Now they are targeting the most vulnerable, the most defenseless, which are people, hundreds of people who traveled to the Capitol. Yes, some engaged in allegedly violent behavior for which they should be punished. But, you know, Kurt, we still have a constitution. We still have laws that apply to people, even though you disagree with their politics, even if they committed crimes. I recall, you know, growing up hearing this thing called innocent before proven guilty, you know, things like that, speedy trial.
Sounds radical to me, Julie. Are you one of those
well,
Q
you're
people?
A lawyer, you know this, right?
Well, it seems that there's two sets of rules, because you're getting people who basically trespassed, but they dared to do it in Nancy Pelosi's office, even though leftists rush into other people's offices in government buildings all the time. They're getting the book thrown at them. You got people lighting fires, beating up cops, blowing things up, and they're getting off with case dismissed.
Exactly right. So the article I have up today is the man you're referring to who sat in a desk in Nancy Pelosi's office. And, you know, strangely, Kurt, there were just these photographers all over the building that day,
so
ready
weird.
To take photos, download them, and send them to Christine Pelosi, who instantly tweeted out a picture of Richard Barnett, which led to death threats against his family. Anyway, he did nothing violent. He is not charged with any violent crime. He turned himself in, was arrested January 8th, was hauled off to prison in Oklahoma, then to the D.C. Trump prison, I call it, where he languished in jail, denied bail a few times until finally Judge Chris Cooper released him at the end of April, because the government not only doesn't have any evidence against him yet, he didn't commit any violent crime, and they have not even offered him a plea deal yet. And this has been happening over and over to dozens of defendants arrested related to January 6th.
Well, maybe they ought to just say, I'm not taking a plea deal, and I'm not waiving time. I want a speedy trial. I want it within the time frame. Let's do it. If you've got the proof, put it out there, feds. Put it out there.
Well, and let's see the 14,000 hours of
surveillance
video the Capitol Police have. Let's see it.
Now, look, I'm an actual lawyer who lawyers. And the idea that one side in a litigation can arbitrarily decide it's not going to give potentially exculpatory evidence to the other side is so unbelievably wrong. So it's a security threat. That's it. People might
right.
see that, you know, these guys are largely walking around, taking pictures, selfies, not really doing anything other than standing in a public building making a phone, which I was informed in con law was perfectly okay, but apparently isn't if you don't agree with the liberal elite.
Exactly right. So you're right. They're hiding it not just from the public and from the media, but they're hiding it from defendants and defense lawyers, too. They're cherry-picking video evidence. No one can see it, presenting it in court where federal judges are litigating these cases, not even holding trials yet. They're not debating whether this person is a flight risk or danger to the community. They're basically going whatever DOJ is saying and keeping nonviolent offenders like Richard Barnett and another man I talked to today who's been there since January, denying them bail. They have terrible representation, most cases, public defenders. There's a lot of veterans
who hate them. Many of these public defenders don't like them. And you can see that when they come out and run their own clients down. It's unbelievable.
Yes, I've heard reports of public defenders telling the defendants, we hate Donald Trump, everything he stands for, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, sure, I'll defend you. Yeah, that sounds legit. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds just great. Julie, we have less than a minute. Do you see this as a harbinger of the kind of country that the liberal elite wants? One where political opponents are prosecuted, connected people like Hunter Biden get off free, and fear pervades? Because I think that's the purpose. We only have about 15 seconds.
I absolutely do. It's not only happening with DOJ. We see it with the intelligence community, DHS. They are turning our own foreign intelligence and surveillance capabilities for international terrorists, turning them against just regular Americans on the right. It's terrifying, but that's what's happening, and that is the future.
Thank you, Julie Kelly. This is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm guest host Kurt Schlichter. We're coming right back with your calls about the president.
Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest capacity micro compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First with the one and only Kurt Schlichter.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. I am Kurt Schlichter, and I am back, and I am eager to hear what you have to say. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. I want to know, do you think the president should run again in 2024? JR in Columbus, what do you think?
Well, Kurt, I 100% want President Trump to run, but DeSantis was not on my radar screen, and I don't know why he wasn't. Do you think DeSantis has a chance?
Well, which chance do you mean, JR? Do you mean to win the nomination?
To win the to win the presidency.
Well, look, I think I think Donald Trump is the 800-pound gorilla in the primaries. If he runs in a Republican primary, I think he's going to win, and that makes him the candidate in general. If he doesn't, I think Ron DeSantis, with his great record in Florida, has a very good chance of winning the nomination, and I think he's competitive against Kamala. There's no way President Asterisk is going to run again, okay? The guy, they're going to put him in his rocker, throw a shawl around him, hand him a bowl of mush, turn on Murder, She Wrote, and leave him there. He's done. Okay? It's going to be Kamala.
Go ahead. Sorry.
It's going to be Kamala against somebody. And I think DeSantis could take him on. But now look, JR, we have to be unsentimental here. Donald Trump has weaknesses. They are going to attack him for the Capitol Hill insurrection. They are going to lie about his COVID record. And there may be prosecutors in New York who are going to attempt to frame him, just like he's been attempted to be framed before. Those are problems, whether we like them or not. Do you think that makes him a weaker candidate?
Well, it's definitely a chink in the armor. And I wonder if President Trump wants to even go through this again.
I do, too. But you heard Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows, you know him very well, saying, yep, I'm sure he's going to run. And I know he's keeping his options open. But, mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to be like 78 years old. Does he need this aggravation? He's already been a great president. He's already had a questionable election result.
Agreed.
In a quote-unquote loss. So, thank you, JR. I appreciate the call. Lizette in California, you love Trump, but you're not sure you want him to run.
No, I don't want him to run.
You don't want him to run? And why not?
I don't, because of the hate towards him.
Can you expand on that a little, Lizette?
Well, it's just there's so much hate out there towards him, and the Democratic Party is willing to do anything against him. They'll do anything at all. And I just think that if whoever he supports, which could be Ron DeSantis, would be a phenomenal choice and a wonderful thing to do. If Trump supports him, the Trump supporters are going to stand by him.
I think that's so. The fact that the Democrats can electrify their electorate if Donald Trump's on the ballot is something we have to take into account. Again, I'm unsentimental about politicians, Lizette, and thank you for your call. I consider them fungible. Okay, that's a great law school word. Fungible means like if you have a contract to deliver oranges and this one's bad, you can give them a different batch of oranges because oranges are fungible. One is not unlike the other. Now, Donald Trump is a politician. Politicians are fungible. If Donald Trump isn't going to be able to get it done, he needs to step aside. This is not about making up for the joke that was the last November's election. This is not about getting revenge. This is not about personal vindication. I appreciate all those things, but it's about our country. Who is most likely to win has to be the only question. Natalie, what do you think?
I'm a Latina from California, and I think that we absolutely need President Trump because when bullies bully people, the only way to stop it is to hit them up front and challenge them. I think that the Democrats I truly feel like I'm living in communist America. When justice is so corrupt, it applies only to conservatives. When the government brands me and forces me to do things so that I feel like I'm wearing something, so I'm humiliated and forced to take a vaccine, which I haven't, where all of our intelligence institutions are so corrupt.
Well, Natalie, I get what you're coming from, and thank you for your call. Good points. I want you guys to call, and I'll have you up right after I have Nick Searcy up. 833-33-GORKA. This is Kurt Schlichter sitting in for Dr. Seb Gorfa. Welcome back to America First with Dr. Seb Gorka, except I'm Kurt Schlichter. You know me best as senior columnist at Town Hall, where you can read my columns every Monday, Wednesday. I got a new one up called Disease Disarmed and Dumb. You should check that out. And, of course, tomorrow, Insurrection Obsession. It's a very, very mean article. So you're going to love it. And speaking of love, when I think of love, when I think of feelings, when I think of emotion and emoting, who comes to mind? a legendary star of stage and screen who is a personal close friend of mine, Mr. Nick Searcy. Welcome to America First, Nick.
Hello, Kurt. It's an honor to be here. I'm proud to be mentioned from time to time in your mean articles.
Oh, you are a great American, and you have you actually have a starring role in my last Kelly Turnbull novel, Crisis. I believe you had a cameo with a certain starlet.
Yes, you actually put in the sex scene that I demanded, and I appreciate that very much.
Well, this just goes to show why Hollywood is so short-sighted. It doesn't give the people what they want, which is a Nick Searcy, Kate Upton love scene.
I've never had a decent love scene.
Well, look, the nudity, necessary to the plot. Okay, it's not exploitive
at
all.
Not gratuitous, absolutely not.
And no one can rock a thong on camera like you can. But Nick, you've got another movie that's already out, and then you're working on another. Tell us about those.
Yes, there's the movie called America, America, God Shed His Grace on Me, which is now out at salemnow.com. It features no nudity, but I do all my own stunts in it. I ride many things. I ride horses, motorcycles, cars, airplanes, and scooters, and I do it all myself. And we talked to a lot of really smart people about how America has fallen apart in the last 250 years. So it's there right now. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. You'll laugh and you'll learn a lot. It turned out really well. I'm proud of it.
Outstanding. And now you're filming another one right now. In fact, you invited me to come join you shooting at Oak Tree Gun Club, a premier gun club in California. And I must disclose, I represent them as a lawyer. You invited me. I was not able to attend because Irina's Cuban family came in to visit to surprise her for her birthday. And I'm not good at, no matter how many guns I have, I'm not ticking off a Cuban woman.
No, that's true. They would have enjoyed coming, though, because we used our time at the shooting range to put up posters of famous communists throughout history and blow holes in them. And it was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. That's like my dream afternoon. Now, Nick, America Wonders. I know the audience here at America First is very curious. What's your favorite caliber? Your favorite caliber.
My favorite what?
Caliber. Mine is 45, a classic American 45 ACP, just like the M1911 I carried in the Army until they gave me the Beretta 9mm, which I also carried in the Army.
Well, I'm also very partial to the 9mm. That's the gun I'm the most familiar with, having used it in – it's kind of a cop gun in Hollywood. And so with all the law enforcement officials I've played, I've become pretty – familiar with the 9mm.
Well, if I remember correctly, you're Chief Inspector Art Mullen of the U.S. Marshals in the outstanding show Justified. I believe your character had a Glock 17 or 19. I'm not sure which.
Yes, I believe that's true. Yes, I worked with that gun for 6 years, so that's the one I'm most familiar with.
That's outstanding. Now, Nick, before we talk about what it's like to be a conservative in Hollywood, what's it like to be a movie star here in L.A.? Are you like walking through the Ralphs, you know, picking through the spring mix salad, and then somebody comes up and goes, "You're that guy." Does that happen?
Well, sometimes I am, although these days it's like I'm walking through and I'm the only one without a mask on. So that's why they look at me. I get recognized actually more often in other states than I do in California. And maybe that's just because they're so used to seeing big stars like me in L.A. that they don't think it's any big deal.
Well, you know, they try and be cool. But if you've got Nick Searcy in the, in the cereal aisle with you, that's, you're going to talk about it. You're going to tell people. Now, you're a conservative in Hollywood and an outspoken one. Follow him on Twitter if you want to see just how outspoken, folks. Yes, Nick Searcy. Parental guidance suggested.
That's right.
But what's it like being?
Day. I work blue.
You work blue. Gets a little blue. Yeah. It's not for the kinder.
Right.
Now, what is it like being a conservative in Hollywood?
Well, it's very peaceful. Nobody bothers very much.
A little piece of this, a little piece of that.
Yeah. Well, actually, in my case, at least it's not like some shock to somebody when I show up on the set and they discover, you know, that I happen to be a conservative. They know already. So, you know, these days it's like if I get a job, you know, I don't have to worry about it. They know who I am. So they obviously either don't have a problem with it or they need me in spite of the fact that they hate me. So either way, it's fine. So
as long as they pay you.
Yeah, and I find it much more pleasant to not be worried about that anymore. I mean, I'm at the age where I don't care that much if I work that much anymore. I like to do what I like to do, and a lot of the stuff that Hollywood is sending me these days is not stuff I want to be part of anyway. So I find
you don't strike me as somebody who would fit in a woke epic.
No, I mean, it's like they send over all these things, and it's always, you know, okay, it's the old white racist guy. And I'm like, well, I don't really want to do that. I've played enough Democrats in my life.
Oh, you went there, Nick, but don't you go anywhere. I want you back at the other side of the break to tell us about John Cena and tell you what we think of his humiliating video yesterday. This is America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. I am Kurt Schlichter. Stick around. We got more Nick Searcy and then more calls.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
We're back with America First, starring Dr. Seb Gorka. I'm his understudy, Kurt Schlichter. Call me up and tell me what you think about President Trump running again. 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, 833-33-GORKA. Call me up. Now, continuing my conversation with international star of stage and screen, Nick Searcy. Nick, did you have the opportunity to see the hostage video from John Cena yesterday where he apologized to China for accurately pointing out that Taiwan's a country?
Yes, I did. And, you know, as I am actually a very, very faithful WWE fan, I've gotten hooked on it and I've watched it for 30 years. And I thought, really, the first time I saw it, I thought, this could be the most brilliant heel turn in the history of wrestling.
Oh, nice use of the lingo. Very good use of the lingo.
Because, you know, Cena has been the big pro-America, hustle, loyalty, respect, you know, playing the Marine and the movies. And all of a sudden, he turns communist heel. This would draw money, Kurt. We could make some money here. If I'm the WWE, I'm thinking, let's bring Cena back. He's pro-China communist. We'll have the crowd all chanting USA, and we'll squash the hell out of him, and we'll make a fortune.
Oh, my God. Well, that's certainly an option. Now, have you ever had in one of your contracts, hey, you can't talk bad about China?
No, not exactly, but I have had a meeting with some people that were interested in a script that I had written that were at the end of the meeting. They said, is there any way we could fashion this script so that we can make it more palatable to China? And I started laughing because I thought they were kidding, but they were serious. And I said, well, what do you think would make it better for China? And they said, well, could you change the bad guys in the movie to the Japanese? The Chinese really hate the Japanese.
What kind of terrorists are they? You know, we're going to flood America with low-cost quality automobiles.
Right.
It's hardly Hans Gruber.
Japanese terrorists pouring over our border, what would they want?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. But we'll be seeing you. You can where can we see you, Nick Searcy?
You can see me right now. You can see it at salemnow.com. It's called America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. It's available for download, streaming, or for DVD. And my new movie is called The Trouble with Free Speech, and it'll be coming out later this year.
I can't wait. Nick Searcy, thank you so much for coming on America First with Dr. Seb Gorka. Folks, at the top of the hour, we're taking your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-33-4675-2. Do you want Donald Trump to run for president again? Let us know. Let America know here on America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.